Next up is agenda item five. And that is PR 2021-005037. Minor plat 2026-00012, which is a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys Ryan Mulhall as agent for D&S1 Inc., which requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot 7A, Block 32, Terrace Edition, zoned MXH, and located at 1203 Cole Avenue Southeast, containing approximately 0.4539 acres. Mr. Mulhall, good morning.
Yes, good morning again. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, if you please present the project.
Certainly. So what we're looking to do is subdivide an existing lot 7A into four new lots. We're going to have a access easement leading from Cedar Street to kind of serve as the main point of access for these four lots that'll have water, sewer, and public utilities nested within it, and public utility stubs shown as easement one leading from that sort of main corridor north to the 16-foot public alleyway. Kind of as a bit of background for the project, you know, this plat had recently seen consolidation of, I believe it was three lots to create the lot 7A as part of kind of like a planned development that didn't pan out. And so now we're looking to subdivide, you know, back to four lots. And, you know, as part of that lot consolidation, we were granted determinations to allow the existing right-of-way widths for Cole Avenue and the 16-foot public alleyway, kind of given their, you know, historic widths and the sort of boundaries to any kind of widening, especially the alleyway there. And so, you know, at this point, we're looking to, you know, subdivide to these four lots. I believe we have approved grading and drainage plans and kind of a, you know, new site plan, you know, supporting all that. So for this point, we stand for any comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. I'll go ahead and call for a public comment then, and if there is any, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item five. It's a request for minor preliminary plat located at 1203 Cole Avenue Southeast. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I'm not seeing anyone with a hand raised. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item five. Last call for public comment on agenda item five. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, if you'd please raise your right hand, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objection on this one.
Thank you, sir. Let's see that. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Allergies getting out of hand over here. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. T. Quan Chen, if you please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of March 3rd, 2026. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Let's go next to Jay Rodenbeck. I see he has a hand raised. Would you please raise your right hand, sir? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt the relaying of staff comments, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just saw somebody was in the waiting room for a bit just with the tag iPhone. I just wanted to see if you wanted to confirm if they wanted to speak about this application, because I can't tell how long they're in the waiting room.
Okay. So again, we're on agenda item five, and this is a request for a minor preliminary plat at 1203 Cole Avenue. iPhone, or if you would like to speak on that item, please speak up or raise your hand. All right, not seeing anyone. I'm not seeing iPhone or anyone else raise their hand, so let's go ahead and proceed with the DFT comments. Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Let's see. So, where did we leave off? Mr. Chen, up next then would be transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Aramijo. That takes us to code enforcement, and I'll just note for the record that we received no comments or objection from code enforcement. And next up will be Parks and Recreation. Who'll be delivering those comments?
I will, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Robert Webb. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Parks and Rec had no objections to the requested actions for the replat.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. Who'll be delivering those?
I got those as well, though, in this case.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Webb. Go ahead. I'll just note you've already been sworn in.
Okay, sounds good. Mainly, we just had some clarification items. So, as the applicant mentioned, it went through a previous replat that was approved, and the two determinations were included in that, and also included in this submittal. So, kind of forwarded through. They have not changed whatsoever. It's just the same determination for alley width and right of way. Let me see here. We wanted to confirm that all of the easements that are necessary for the plat have been noted on there, that to eliminate any type of plat correction later on. So just wanted to make sure that and confirm that there's no infrastructure list included as a part of this submittal. Is that correct, Ryan?
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So, all the easements are new and proposed with this platting action. There's not anything that we kind of need to add or show. And then it's my understanding that the water, sewer, and all associated utilities can be accessed kind of through routine connections in the right of way. And we're just kind of leaving that easement too as a convenient corridor if there's ever additional need to put utilities through there.
Okay,
So.
sounds good. And then just make sure your client is aware that it's surrounded by other residential zone districts. So a lot of times that can require certain screening or certain requirements, restrictions, that sort of thing when it comes to the development side. But we just had really our standard conditions. I'll put them in the chat now. It's of course we'll need with the final submittal to make sure everything is signed and sealed. Project and application numbers will need to be on the plat before final sign off. The date of the DHO approval recorded on the plat and a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file. So I'll add those to the chat now.
Great, thank you, Mr. Webb. Any other questions or comments about that, Mr. Mulhall?
No, it's Ryan with Cartesian. We appreciate you listening them out. Thank you.
Okay, great. Let's go next to Jay Rodenbeck. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I already been sworn in. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I just want to go over the proposed findings the planning staff have for this request. I'll share my screen.
Great.
So finding number one is noting this is a request for a replat, a minor preliminary final to, I'll just add, to subdivide one existing lot, 7A, to create four new lots, 7A1, 7A2, 7A3, and 7A4. And granting relevant easement, relevant easement, it was this. Granting relevant easement access. Each new lot is between 0.109 acres and 0.1211 acres in size, and lot width is between 35 feet and 40 feet each. Finding number two, the IDO zone district for the subject property is MXM. And within the university neighborhoods mapped area and in an area of change. Finding number three, per 666K3, review and decision criteria, an application for a subdivision of land minor shall be approved if it complies with all applicable provisions of this IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. And I guess I should probably just put of the IDO. That's from the IDO. And other adopted city regulations, any conditions specifically applied to development of the property and prior permit or approval affecting the property, this request complies with this criterion. Finding number four for table 611 of the IDO, public notice requirements have been satisfied by the applicant prior to the submittal. Finding number five per 66K2I, the applicant shall record the final plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months of the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. The applicant shall provide the city a digital copy of the recorded plat. Finding number six, all signatures from the surveyor, property owner, city surveyor, utility companies, and map are provided on the plat. Finding number seven, sketch plat review is completed in March of 2023 and September of 2025. Review comments were provided to the applicant team. And finding number eight, in August of 2023, the DHO approved the minor plat that consolidated three existing lots into one lot. That plan approval included a DHO determination for the existing alley width and the existing right-of-way width, and those determination requests were forwarded and added to the current plat. I think that final finding is important to carry over with this plat from the previous plat. Mm-hmm. And that concludes our proposed findings from planning staff, Mr. Hearing Officer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Odenbeck. Any comments about the proposed findings, Mr. Mulhall or any of the DFT?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. No, we appreciate you guys stressing the, carryover of the approved determinations for alleyway and right-of-way width. Thank you.
Okay, great. Anything else to add before I make a decision on this item then? All right, not hearing anything, I'm going to go ahead and rule on agenda item five. And that is PR 2021-005037, minor plat 2026-00012. And I hereby approve said item project number and application number with the associated determinations and adopting the findings that were presented on screen and read into the record at today's hearing. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. And let's see, did we have any proposed conditions? I didn't see any.
Mr. Hirnoster, just 1 second. Robert, do we have any conditions with this?
I had put them in the chat there, but I can
add, Mr. Okay. Hirnoster.
I see them now. Thank you, but thank you. So that approval is with the following conditions. First, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per 66L2D7 of the IDO. And finally, a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the plat. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
That concludes agenda item 5.